Reward without recompense. Johnny. Breathe steady, dear human. There's nothing to run from here. That's right. You're going to be okay. I promise. Don't try to talk yet. Even if you did feel up to it, you should listen for a little while. I am Barakiel, the guardian. Your guardian. I suppose I didn't do a very good job at the end there, did I? But those material matters are behind you. In the hereafter, you shall have nothing more to worry you, for you have already proved your worthiness in life. Oh, you don't think so? Well, I don't care what you think of yourself, nor does the ruler of this realm. We care about what you did, and we do not err in our judgment. You are good enough to be here, and no amount of doubt will change that, so may as well get used to the idea that a reward is what you deserve. Oh? You want to know what it is? I'm surprised you can't already imagine. Oh, eternal worship of the divine creator. How original. We both know there's something you'd much rather worship. A girlfriend is closer to the mark, but still not quite there. Come on, sweetie. You're more transparent than you think. You can say it out loud. That's right. I'm what you deserve. A wonderful, sweet, innocent little human like you deserves a perfect angel like me, who can keep you on the path of light and happiness for uncountable eternities. Now stop that. I know you like to protest compliments back on Earth, but here I will not accept anyone bad-mouthing my human. I deserve some things too, don't I? And what I want is a servant who knows how valuable they are. Yes, servant. I called you innocent before, but my standards are rather unusual. I know everything about you, and I'd be a poor caretaker if I couldn't give my charge what they wanted. Not to mention what I want. Now, what did I tell you about breathing steadily? Though, of course, blushing like that is quite all right. Somehow you look even cuter that way. Oh, come now. If being horny was a sin, do you really think you'd be in here? Do you think I'd be here? On Earth, there were plenty of consequences to worry about. Here, I encourage you to do what's natural. Aw, I suppose it isn't all that natural for you, is it? It's a shame you had to wait so long to get what you deserve. All right, don't worry about what's natural or easy. Just trust that I know best and do as I say. Lift up my robes. Go on. No, silly. Why would I wear anything under them? Now lie down. Face up underneath me. That's right. That's exactly the right spot. Now, you can't actually die from suffocation, but if you need a break, I want you to tap me 3 times on the thigh, all right? And do try to avoid false positives. I know your hands are shaky, so if you want to touch me, you'll need to hold me tight so I don't think you're trying to escape. No, as a matter of fact, you don't need any other instructions. That's better. Oh, your voice is so wonderful. I do wish you didn't use it to say such mean things about yourself. when you're underneath me, you can be nice and quiet. Not quite quiet. I don't mind hearing a few moans. Not that we're precisely equals, but that'd still be patently unfair of me. Are you still trying to talk down there? Clearly, it's going to take more than just lectures for you to learn that you deserve this. But still, I don't feel your hands. Which is a shame, because I've got a wonderful body. Go on, touch it. Yes, like that. Come on, both hands, human. Or, did you need the other one for something else? Is that what you were so eager to tell me about? I couldn't see under these silly robes of mine, but you're getting quite excited, aren't you? Well, tell you what, since you're doing such a good job with your hands, how about I use mine too? I don't speak muffled squeals, but I'll take that as a yes. How's that? Oh dear, you really needed some attention, didn't you? You're so loud, I can feel that moaning. You know, since I can't hear what you're trying to say anyway, you could use your tongue for something else. Perfect. Oh, good little human. Just keep doing that. Do you need something? Oh. You need to come? Oh. Of course. Yes. Just let yourself. Come for me. Come for me, please. You are wonderful, sweetie. Here, let's get you some fresh air. You feel so nice. I wish you'd never slept before, so your first memory of it could be with you. Wrapped in my arms. Just like this. You've been listening to Glitch. Come again soon.